Okay, we're picking up right now in the Gemara towards the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. A quick reminder, refresher. The Gemara had quoted machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding whether you could use a neser for schach. A neser, we didn't define the amount yet. And within that discussion, Rav and Shmuel had a machlokas. Rav, again, to remind you, says that a neser that is over four tfachim is a machlokas. That's where Rabbi Yehuda would be mekel. There's no gzeres tikra. And Rabbi Meir would say there is a gzeres tikra, but under four, everyone says, okay. And Shmuel holds over four, everyone says it's a problem. Under three tefachim, everyone says it's no problem. Between three and four is machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says between three and four is no problem. Until you get to the amount of four tefachim, which is significant, it's still kosher. According to Rabbi Meir, over three tefachim is already considered lavud, and therefore too significant of a gap, and therefore is not kosher. That was the Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Turning over to Itmar, the Gemara now is going to discuss the machlokes among the Amorayim, where we're going to see just how puzzle these beams actually are. That was actually a discussion of what the case over here is, according to Rabbi Rav or according to Shmuel. But for now, we'll just let you know the machlokes is as follows. Havchan al tzidehen. I take a four tefach, according to Rashi, a four tefach beam. Again, according to Shmuel, everyone agrees it's not allowed. According to Rav, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But assuming you hold this amount, it's not allowed. Rav Huna amar psula. So I take a beam that's four tefachim, and I turn it on its side. So now it's four tefachim high instead of four tefachim wide. And regarding how wide it is, it's not a problematic size. Regarding how wide it is, it means under three tefachim, according to everybody, it wouldn't be a problematic size. What happens in such a case? Can you use those pieces of schach that are wide, but when they're put inside, they're now much taller than they are actually wide? So Rav Huna Amar Psula, Rav Yochizda Rav Huna Amri Kshera. So Rav Huna says it's not allowed, it's possible, and Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna say it is kosher. We've actually seen, I think, that those two opinions line up before, and I think Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna came together a few times so far, if I recall correctly. They were the ones who said four tzvachim regarding the sukkah, bein sukkah la sukkah. And we also had the same thing with noy sukkah. So they're teammates. They're teammates once again. They're making over here that if you put it on its side, it's not four tzvachim wide, that would be considered kosher. That's the machlokes we have right now in the Gemara. Gemara tells a story. Ikla Rav Nachman l'Sura. Rav Nachman comes to visit the city of Sura. O l'gabei Rav Chizda Rav Bar Rav Huna. So they go up, Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna go up to speak to Rav Nachman. And Amri Le, they say to him, Havchan al tzidein mahu. They ask him their case. You have four tefach beams of wood, and you now want to use them for schach, but you place them on their side. What's halacha? This is the question they ask. Amr Lahu, he told them, Psula. It's not allowed. You can't use such pieces of schach. Because nasu kishipudin shalmateches. Once they're puzzle, they're now like iron rods. Shifu is like a spit, but like iron spits, iron poles. Once the four tefach amount is not allowed anymore, it now has the status of being a puzzle schach. Yeah.
Now, they asked him, they already hold that it's kosher.
They hold it's kosher, but they're asking Rav Nachman, a third party, an innocent party, they want to ask a Rebbe of theirs, what do you think? And the Rebbe sided against them. Now, Rav Huna is there at the time also. Rav Huna was there, the other opinion, who felt his puzzle. So, Amar Lu Rav Huna, Rav Huna says to them, says Rav Chizda, Rabba Rav Huna, Lo Amri Luchu, Amri Kavasi, did I not tell you that he holds like me, that we paskin like me? I told you I was correct. I told you I was right. So, Amru Le, they say back to him, Umi Amar Lan Mar, time of Lo Kabil Namine. Did Master tell us a logical argument that we did not accept from him? I mean, we had an argument. We say it's kosher, you say it's puzzle. You never gave me a svara. Did you ever give me a reason behind your opinion where we could then have a discussion? You could say that you said a statement and then you, that was all you did. Says Gemara back, and whoever requested or asked of me a reason I didn't give you. Meaning, that's not a fair complaint. We had a machlokas. I say puzzle, you say kosher. You didn't ask me, I didn't tell you a reason behind it. And then when you asked someone else, he was like, said like me, I told you all along I was right. And don't tell me I didn't give you a reason. You never asked me for a reason. Yeah.
Wait, and lost the flow. We had Rav Kista and Rabba Bar Huna.
That's one side. They hold it's kosher.
They hold it's kosher. They go and ask
Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman says it's puzzle.
Rav Huna earlier also had Paskin knows puzzle.
And then what is Amar Lahu Rav Huna?
Rav Huna says to them.
And where did he come from?
He was, I guess, they were the arguers at the same time. So I guess they're in the same town. They're all in Surah. Rav Nachman comes to visit Surah. They ask in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Paskin's like, Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, see, I told you all along. They say back to him, you never gave us a reason behind it. At least he told us. It's like Matecha Shabarzel. It's like once it's puzzled, it's like something you can't use anymore. I don't care how, if I take, metal bolt poles and put on a different side, it's still metal. I mean, this item is now considered puzzle sach.
You're saying to Rav Huna, what do you mean you told us you never gave us a reason for your din?
Right. Okay. And he says back, you never asked me for, I'm happy to share with you a reason. You never asked me for a reason. And that's how the conversation ends. But we see in the Paskin that these four tepach beams are, in fact, puzzle. Again, there's two ways of understanding how that can be. Like Shmuel, according to everybody. Or like Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, which is how we were Paskin. In the end, there's actually Tosfos here in the bottom. The little base, the whole discussion. Which one of these two is actually like? Wait, is a fascinating discussion.
What does this have to do with
Rav and Shmuel? Because according to according to Rav, Reb Yehuda says there is no puzzle beam. Over four tefachim is also kosher, so it's got to be a puzzle beam. So either it would be puzzle because we hold like Shmuel, who holds that everything according to Rav Shmuel, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir both hold anything over four is puzzle. This would be a beam that was over four.
The Kuli Alma.
Kuli Alma. Or according to Rav, apostle and great mayor, who would say beam over four is possible. So Rabbi Yehuda would hold, according to Rav, that a beam over four is kosher still. So it wouldn't be a problem, except for according to Rabbi Meir, within Rav's opinion, or according to Shmuel, everyone's opinion. Okay. Lema Messiah Elay. Again, Lema we always know is going to be rejected. Let us suggest is a machlokes, this is a support for the opinion of Rav Huna that it's in fact possible. Even if I part it to our side. What's the case? It says a sukkah that's ain't a machzekas get rosh ruvah v'shulchanu. Sukkah that's not 7x7 tefachim, like we saw earlier. The opinion of Beis Shammai, which is how we pass in a sukkah katana. Oh, shnifritza ba pirtza, they should yizdakir ba gadiba bas rosh, or a pirtza broke out, which means a breach. A wall was breached in a way. Yizdakir means to jump. That a gdi, a little baby goat, could jump over it bas rosh, which according to Rashi means with great ease. Meaning, it's very easier for that animal to get into the sukkah now. I mean, that wall basically is no longer a functioning wall anymore. And that would ruin the sukkah also. Oh, shnasan le neser shurachav arba tvachim. Or, if you place a beam of at least four tvachim on top of the sukkah, alvish lo yichis zocha el shlosh tvachim, even if you only put three tvachim of it as schach, psula, it's not kosher. Right now we bring down three cases, but the most important case for us right now, again, we have it's not big enough, it's not 7x7, or there's a big breach in it, or it has a break in the wall, the breach in the wall where the animal could jump over it, or you put a beam, it's four tefachim, but you don't put four tefachim of it as schach. What does that mean? So we think it means our case. You put it inside. A four tefach beam, but you don't use four tefachim for schach. Sounds like over here you have four tefach beam and you turn it inside. Now it's less than four tefachim for schach. And we say puzzle.
What's on both sides of the beam? Air or?
You have a regular. You mamish have enough shade. There's plenty of shade. You now put. Let's say you put instead of putting schach lying down flat, you put schach on its side. So now it's a four tefach of height of each layer of schach, and there's more shade than there is sun. But still, we say puzzle. Oh, lema misayeli. That proves Rav Huna's point. What's the point? And once you have a four tefach beam, even if I turn it on inside, it's pasul schach. It's like shiputin shel barzel. So now we think we're supporting the opinion of Rav Huna. Because what does it mean to have a four tefach beam, but I don't use four tefach, but I only use three tefach of it? How is that possible? Must be I turn it on inside. And what does the Gemara say? Psula. So leman misayei alei. Let's suggest this is actually supporting the opinion of Rav Huna.
It's Rav Huna and...
No, that was Rav Chizza and Rav Bar Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one who said that it's puzzle. Only Rav Huna alone. Rav Nachman agreed, but it was originally attributed to the opinion of Rav Huna. Right?
Wait, I lost you. It says Rav Bar Rav Huna. Rava bar Rav Chisda.
Right.
Rava was the son of Rav.
And he was in the same team as Rav Chisda. They both said it's kosher.
And he went against his father.
Assuming it's, well, maybe his grandfather. Oh, no, father. Father. Hey, it's the same Rav Huna. Yeah, it's his father. Correct. Right. I'm not sure the same Rav Huna or not. But if it is, then yeah. Says the Gemara, this is always a lema, so we know it's not going to be accepted in the end. So we say, hey, Chidami, what's the case? First, let's spell the proof. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? How so? What's the scenario of having four tefach beam, but you're only using three tefachim of it? Lav kigon shahavchon al tzidayin. Is it not, for example, when you would turn it on its side, four tefach in width, but you turn it on its side, now it's only three tefachim. That's because the thickness was only three tefachim. And now it's four tefach high, three tefachim wide, and we say it's not kosher. Why shouldn't it be kosher? Most of you hold like Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say that once you have a four tefach beam, it's like metal. It's completely not kosher schach anymore. So there's support for Rav Huna. There's a Gemara. Lo, that's actually not the case. Hach, my skin, we're talking about in our case. Going to Ancha Apume Dimita Lasa. You place it, your Ancha Apume, on the edge of the sukkah. So here, if I have again my sukkah up here, and I put schach, and the schach leans over, I have four tefach of schach, and one tefach is hanging out of the sukkah, and three tefachim are hanging in the sukkah, so I have a four tefach beam, but only using three tefachim of it for schach. That's our case. It's not that you had a beam that you, here, let me use this phone for that example. Here's over here, let's say four tefachim in size. Can I use it for a second, mind? Put it on size. Watch this, ready? Turn it on inside. That's option number one. So you have four tefach beam, but you only use three tefachim of schach worth it. Meaning, this over here, let's say the width is, the thickness is three tefachim. So now it's three tefachim across, four tefachim high. We say not kosher. Oh, must be he's right. Because it's four tefachim beam, using only three tefachim of it. Or so we thought. Now we say, no, it's not the case at all. What's the case? Here's my sukkah. Here's my four tefachim. I put it like this. Meaning it's hanging off the side, a tefach. There's three tefachim of my four acting as shade. My final tefach is hanging over the side. That's our case. So here says the Gemara, it's not at all a scenario where you would take four tefach beam and put it on its side, and therefore using less than the four tefachim, that would be a proof for Rav Huna, but that's not our case. Our case is when you have a four tefach beam, and you place it by the edge of the sukkah, one tefach is sticking off the sukkah, three tefachim are on the sukkah, and therefore, that was the question we say puzzle there. Why? Because it's like shiput and shel barzel. Once it's knocked out, it's knocked out. Once it's not allowed to be used, a schach can't be used as schach. That's the case. And that's the reason why it's not kosher, not because we paskin flipping on its side would still be a problem. Now, how does this case work over here? The Gemara's going to finish up the last part. So, when the ayot tlas on the gav, three tzvachim are inside, meaning are inside the sukkah acting as schach, but v'apikchad levar, and one apik means is going out, levar outside. Meaning one tzvach is outside the sukkah, three tzvachim are in the sukkah, it's still lying flat, and we say it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because the havale pesel yotze min asukkah. Because now the one tefach outside of the top is like schach that goes outside the sukkah. You have a mention, we have it before, we made a case. When you have schach, I'm trying to think of an example here. Here's an example. Here's our sukkah, right? Over here you have one wall of the sukkah. Over here I'm looking right now. Here's one very long wall of the sukkah. Then you have over here the other sukkah. And if I have now, and the last wall, if I have now schach going over here, even though over this part right here where this is, there's not four walls, it's pesel, it's yotzei min sukkah. We say it's kosher. We still say it's kosher. It's kosher meaning in theory you can sit under this area as well. Since in theory you can sit under the area as well, then that beam is considered one long beam. The fact that only three tefachim are in the sukkah, and the last tefach is on the outside of the sukkah, making its own beginning of a sukkah. Nevertheless, since you're using four tefachim of a four tefach beam, three tefachim for the inside, one tefach for the outside, then all four tefachim are being used. And just like pesel yotzei min sukkah is considered a kosher schach, so too here as well, you're using a four tefach beam, its entirety for schach, and that's why it's puzzle. And he turns it on its side, it might still be kosher. If that's why it's a lema. It's not a good proof that a four tefach beam pulled on its side is a problem, because the case that we had was not when he put it on its side, when he put it by the edge of the sukkah with some piece carrying over to the other side, out to the sukkah. But that's like pesel yotzei min sukkah, which is really likes part of the sukkah, and therefore, if it's nino kesukkah, chavetz yosef kesukkah, nino kesukkah, then we're going to look at this beam as if it also is being used, both the three tefachim in, the single tefach out, as all being used for sukkah, for schach, and therefore, the beam now is a fully used four tefach beam, and that's why it's not kosher.
I'm lost.
Okay, one more time.
What does this have to do with whether it's on its side or not?
We said it didn't. Didn't we say it was this?
Something about an overhang is going to prove whether
so
the beam on its side is kosher.
Here's our question. Is a beam on its side kosher or not? Right?
That's a machlokes.
Machlokes. When we say Rav Nachman said it is not kosher.
Rav Nachman.
Rav Bar Huna, side with Rav Chizda, it's not kosher. Versus Rav Huna, sorry, they say it is kosher. Rav Huna said it's not kosher. Rav Nachman sided with Rav Huna that it's not kosher.
Okay.
We thought to bring a proof. The Gemara is the following din. A four tefach beam that you use three tefachim of it for sukkah, for schach, is puzzle. What's the case of a four tefach beam?
You just used three tefach beam.
Four tefach beam that you use three tefachim for schach is puzzle. What's the case? Well, we assume it's our case. Four tefach, we assume it's in width. Three tefachim, thickness. If I turn on its side, three tefachim now will be schach. And four tefach will be up. And what does the Gemara say? Puzzle. Watch me puzzle. Three tefachim according to everyone's okay.
Because it's still loving.
Watch me tefachim okay.
Because it's a drop under three.
Yeah. Yeah. And therefore it shouldn't be a problem because then it falls into the category, according to Kuli Alma, I'm just cutting me Alma Ninu. But we still say it's puzzle. Why? The puzzle must be that we would be looking as a four piece of schach. Again, we don't know if that's the case. We assume.
Then we're not talking about putting it on its side.
No, we are. We are. Over. We thought we were to put it on its side. And therefore, Lema Misael, it suggests this is a support for Rav Huna and for Rav Nachman, that you can't even put it on its side. Because how else would you have a case of a four tefach beam that you use three tefachim for schach? So we say, I'll give you another case like that. Here's my sukkah, ends over here. Three tefach and my four tefach beam are inside the sukkah, and one tefach is hanging on the side. That's the case. Don't learn a halacha over here. What's the din when you would put something on its side? That's not our scenario. Our scenario is when you took a beam and you didn't put it flat over the whole sukkah. You left it overhang. So why is that a problem? Because we know, says the Gemara, the very end last line over here, that pesel yotze min ha-sukkah is nidon kesukkah. It's still, you can look at the part that is hanging on the overhang of the sukkah as a new entity, a new piece of sukkah that you could actually live under if it had the right dimensions, which shows you that therefore this schach hanging out is also considered part of the sukkah, which means that if I have four tzvachim, three of which are inside and one of which is outside, they're all being used as schach, and therefore it's still considered one big beam. And you're using four tefachim for schach. That's why it's puzzle. But had you turned it onto its side, maybe it'd be kosher in the end.
I thought you're using three as schach and one as overhang.
It is, but since we know that overhang for the sukkah, the external part of the sukkah, can be its own sukkah if the dimensions are correct.
But even without the walls surrounding it?
You have a single wall. This wall extends beyond. We had a picture in one of these pieces.
You need two full walls plus part of a wall, and now really all you have is one full wall.
So that's the chiddush over here. The chiddush is here. Turn to page Yud Tes for a second. Daf Yud Tes. I'm an Aleph. Just for the picture's sake.
You mean in the back?
No. One more. In the Rashi, right there. The Rashi. Yud Tes Malach over the bottom. If you look at the bottom left corner there, you find schach that's hanging over. Past the last wall. Suriam, you test my Aleph. What's that? Bottom left of the sukkah picture. So you have that bottom left corner of the sukkah picture, has no wall next to it. It's schach lined the whole way through, but it's missing its left side wall. But it's still kosher. That's what's called pesel yotze min ha-sukkah. I mean, it's not exactly the same case, but it's a similar case where when you look at the, if I were just like freeze frame that small corner on the left, you don't have a wall there. You don't have three walls there. It's missing its wall on the left side. But since it's pesel yotze min ha-sukkah, we had this case earlier on. If you remember the achsadra we even had. By the achsadra we had a certain shear.
What's an achsadra?
That was a platform we had in Daf Dalet Aleph, the platform. where as long as the platform had a 7x7 tefach, the schach goes well beyond that area. And we still say the schach, even outside the achsadra, is still a kosher sukkah underneath there. Why? Because that schach is using, is functioning to be a kosher sukkah. Is that what we said or no? Yeah, we
you
did.
You had the low floor, meaning you had the...
It's called achsadra.
No,
what's it called?
High ceiling.
Davdal and Aleph. What?
A bit in the middle.
Right. You're absolutely correct. So 100% correct. Achsadra is a porch. Arik's correct. Shimon. It's called an itzaba. Itzaba. The platform. Very good. My bad. The platform on Davdal and Aleph was something where it created a certain level of shir of sukkah. And when you went past it, we still say it's kosher. Why? Because the schach has now been defined as kosher schach, and even when it extends beyond the proper walling area, we still use it as long as it has something we can borrow from.
As long as it has the regulations.
Yeah, exactly. All the schach needs that it would have. So over here as well, since Pesel, Hayotzei Min HaSukkah is like sukkah, so even though it's true, you're only using three tefachim of the beam on this side of sukkah. The last part of the beam is jutting outside, but we know that jutting of the outside can very often be used also to make a new sukkah. You can borrow that one as well. So we see over here that you're using all four tzvachim of that beam, and that's why it's not kosher. We cannot prove from here that if you flip it on its side, it would not be kosher. We cannot prove that from this case over here. You could not prove that.
But when we looked at flipping on the side of the beam, you got this big fat beam, and we've been talking about is it between 3 and 4 or greater than 4.
Yeah.
And if it is that there's one which is, say, 3.5, but it's actually even bigger on the wide side, it's 3.5 by 5. What happens there?
Wide means thickness. Look over here. This over here, let's look at the phone. Right? The phone over here is 4 tefachim.
Yep.
Right? Wide. And let's call it 3 tefachim thick. It's not, but let's say it is, right? 3 tefachim thick. When I pull on its side, now it becomes 3 tefachim wide and 4 tefachim tall. Right? So what happens right now is we're suggesting a chiddush. Is that this tefach, even though it's a 4 tefach space, we were thinking 4 tefach means it's like metal. It's not kosher anymore. You turn it inside, it won't work anymore. What's the proof? If you take a 4 tefach thing and you only use 3 tefachim of it, you thought it was this, then that would be considered a pasul sukkah. Why? Must be this is like iron. It's like metal. We say, that's not the case. The case wasn't that you were flipping on its side using it that way. The case was, it was like this.
No, but I'm asking if it was the case and you did flip the beam around.
The case is 5 tefach thick.
Three. If you've got 4x3 beams,
just tell me how it works.
I'll show you. If you've got this is, I'm looking down on the sukkah.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got this beam across here.
Yeah.
And it is 4.1.
4.1 is in thickness.
Thickness.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's no good.
Right.
Because bigger than 4.
According to the, right, correct. Yeah.
Apart from whatever.
Excellent.
But if you flip that the other way around, it now becomes 3.9 by 4.1, but it's 3.9 across, and that becomes okay.
It depends what you hold like. Depends also what you hold like.
But can you play that game to flip it to the? To
that,
the
okay, that's our question. That's our exactly our case. That's our question. Our question
our
is.
Question, we say, no, it's not really about that. It's about flipping over.
Again, according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, flipping it over. How do I know?
Yeah.
According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, flipping it over will still become puzzle. Why? Because you're talking about it's equivalent to a metal piece. It's like puzzle schach. It's not allowed.
As long as
you had a 4 tefachim, you could use it
normally.
Once it's 4, you're done.
Right.
But according to the opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, it would be allowed. We thought we had a brisa to prove Rav Huna and Rav Nachman correct that flipping it over is still possible.
We
said that's not necessarily what it means.
Different case,
exactly. So you can't read anything there at all. Now it goes to the new Mishnah we have in Daf Yud, and Daf Tefav and Aleph. We'll just start the Mishnah, get a little underway, and then we'll stop. Tikra. Shein Alem Aziva. Mishnah Tetzvah of an Aleph. You have a tikra, you have a, according to Rashi, it's beams of wood. And we assume it has 4 tefachim, says Rashi. Yistam tikra is 4 tefachim. So 4 tefachim pieces of wood. Shein Alem Aziva, they have no cement or tar or plaster, meaning they're loose pieces of wood. And you want to use them for your roof or your sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says the following thing. Bishamay says, he'll argue. Bishamay Omer Bishamay says, you want to use them. So Mifakvik Vinota Achaz Vimintayim. You want to use your roof now for a sukkah. So mefakvik, so it means pick up and put down, meaning lift it up, and notel achaz v'mitayim, and then take every one out. Take every other one out, and put in its place kosher schach, Beis Shammai says that would be enough for you to use such a sukkah, and it would be kosher. Back when we said last, if you remember last time we talked about it, there's 8 amos of sukkah, and if you alternate between bad tzach, good tzach, until the middle, you have 2 levels of good tzach there. We used dofen akum, we had this last time a little bit. The middle 8 tzvachim are good tzach, because you took out every other beam, you went from each side, and the dofen akum works in the middle, on the edges. That's what Beis Shammai said, Rabbi Yehuda, which means again, both lift up the beams, and take off every other beam, and then you're able to use the sukkah. That's opinion one, yeah.
Taking off every other beam.
We'll see in a minute. That's Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Hillel argument say, no, mifakfik, oh no, till achlat time. You have 2 choices. You could either be mifakfik, you could either pick up and put it down again and leave it as they are, or you can take off every other beam. You don't need to do both of them. Rabbi Meir, Omer, no till achlat main time, ain't mifakfik. Rabbi Meir says, all that's going to work is taking every other beam off and putting stock in instead. It will not work to pick it up and put it back down again. That's our Mishnah. Now here, just like, I guess, to fill in the piece a little bit, it's a little bit like we had in the last Mishnah we had as well, just to remind you, where a mayor holds that a 4 tefach beam, no matter who you hold, like Rav or Shmuel, is possible, right? A mayor held a 4 tefach beam is possible, which means you got to take off a beam. You can't use the beam, pick up, put it back down again, so it's still a problem.
Because the beam itself is traced.
Right, and therefore it's Xeris Tikra. No matter what, you can't use it. Rabbi Yehuda holds... No, that a beam is not a problem. 4 tefach beam is not a problem either. And therefore, the problem over here is only, we assume, Tash of Lebanon Asli. Since it was your house originally, you want to now use your sukkah, you got to pick up, you got to do a maisa to correct it, to do a tasa, and not make it min Asli. And once you do that, you're okay. Okay, so that's over here we have in the Mishnah right now. Says Gemara, Bishlam of Beis Hillel. I get Beis Hillel's logic according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Beis Hillel say according to Rabbi Yehuda? Either pick up the beam, put it back down again, or remove every other one and put tzach in instead. Their logic, their reason, rationale is because of the concept of tassel and osway. Imifakfik avile maisa. If I pick up and put it back down again, I did a maisa, and therefore it was tassa. You know, till achas mibay time, if I take every other one off, I've done a maisa as well. Either way, I've solved my problem, and therefore that should be enough. Ela Beis Shammai. My time, Ayu. What's Beis Shammai? Okay, Beis Shammai required both a picking up and a taking off. What's the reason? If it was the reason was tassel and asoi, then once it should be sagi, should be sufficient, should be enough. Imishum gzeras sikra. If the issue is gzeras sikra, not the achas main time sagi, then you could only remove every other beam. Again, if I have bad beam. Kosher schach, bad beam, kosher schach. I have enough of them. We're in the middle. I have 2 levels of kosher schach. I'm not more than 8 amos in my whole sukkah. So I have dofen akuma up until the kosher schach part. And I have a real sukkah of 8 tvachim. Then I'm fine. Only that will work for gzeres tikra. Picking up one, putting it down again will not work. So Beis Shammai, why would you ever need both? Either tassel and asoi, either one should work. Or gzeres tikra. Only the taking off, putting tzach instead will work. You can't pick up and put it back down again. Why would you ever do both according to the opinion of Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara. Li'ola mishum gzeres tikra. No, you're right. It was a gzeres tikra problem. Which means in reality, I have to get rid of every other one. So what does it mean picking up? This is what Beis Shammai meant to say. Af al pishim mefakfek. Even if you pick up and put down every other one of them, still, if you take off every other piece of schach and put kosher schach in the place of that, that would be good. Otherwise, it will not be good. So Beis Shammai re-explained what they said. They didn't mean to say you do both. They meant to say even if you pick up every piece, it's not enough. Again, look at Mishnah what Beis Shammai says. It says, the fact fake, and still, no to achas main time. You don't need both. The point is, mefakfik doesn't work at all. Why not? Because gzeiras tikra will not help if you pick up and back down again. You're still sitting under a 4 tefach beam. There's still the same problem of gzeiras tikra. Even if I picked up and back down again, it would still be a problem until I take every other one off and create dofen akuma and kosher schach in the middle. That's how I don't understand Beis Shammai.
Is there a tikra?
A 4 tefach beam on your sukkah, it looks like your roof of your house.
Right.
I put it back up, put it back down again?
It's still gzeiras tikra.
Exactly. And therefore, even if you're mefakfik, You still have to take everyone off, anyways.
This still looks like
you don't. It doesn't. You don't have to. You don't have to. It's like you want to evaluate. It won't help you. You still need. Again, the only thing that will help you is removing every other one of them. You don't do both. Exactly. The Gemara here says there's no reason to do both. Why would you ever do both? It doesn't solve anything at all. So either one alone works. There is sikra, only removal of every other one works.
Removing it and putting it back down, it's still there.
Exactly. Which is why the commission over here is saying, Kor Shammai, even if you're mefakfik each one of them, you would still have to remove every other one to create a kosher sukkah over here. Because mefakfik means nothing, because we hold the Derech Sikra according to Beis Shammai, the way that Rabbi Yehuda understood our Gemara. Now, this very, it's a nice answer. It's a little bit, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda over here is reading the Gemara as Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Yehuda says, Beis Hillel argue. I like Beis Hillel. We all like Beis Hillel, right? Like Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel say? The problem is Tassel Asoy. There's no Derech Sikra problem. Tassel Asoy. Either pick everyone up and put it back down again, or remove every other one and put Sach instead. Either one works, because both will make a Maisa to create Ta'asev, Lo Ben Asoy. According to Beis Shammai, no, we hold by Gzeres Sikra. Even if you picked every other one up, or everyone up, you would still need, Beis Shammai says, I'm sorry, Mekfakvik, ooh, no to Achaz main time. You'd still need to take every other one off. It's a very, it explains, even though it doesn't work the word so well, it answers the question. We have one last big question, which is, excellent. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if what you're saying is so, if it's what you're saying is true, that it means you cannot be mefakfik, you can only be notu achaz b'meintayim. So Ema Sefer, when the Sefer states, Meir Omer, notu achaz b'meintayim, aval lo mefakfik, you must take one off, you can't be mefakfik. Right? Meir Haina Beis Shammai, we just found three opinions that turned into two in our Mishnah. We had Rabbi Yehuda quoting Beis Shammai, Yehuda quoting Beis Hillel, Rabbi Meir reiterating what Yehuda said already in Beis Shammai. What is the point of that? Again, we were stuck within Beis Shammai. We couldn't figure out what Beis Shammai was talking about. We were stuck. And all of a sudden now, we've solved the problem only to run into a new problem. That our solution just made our Mishnah have the same exact shot between Beis Shammai, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir. So what, how do we get out of that problem? It's very, very, very problematic. So Gemara, I'll tell you how we solve the problem. Hachi ka'amar. This is what it means to say. What Rabbi Meir is saying is, "Nechlu Beis Shammai Silva Davar Zeh." Right? Meir is saying, here's Rabbi Yehuda coming along saying, "Beis Silva Beis Shammai argue. Beis Hillel holds Tassel and Asoy, and therefore,
either or.
And Rabbi Meir is, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai holds only Gzeres Sikra, therefore, you got to make sure that you take every other one off. And Rabbi Meir says, back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not correct. Everyone agrees. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that Gzeres Sikra is a problem, and they both would say nothing will help except for removal of each every other beam. And therefore, if you look at each sheet that we have now, it makes sense. Rabbi Meir would hold Beis Hillel holds Gzeres Sikra, and Rabbi Meir himself holds Gzeres Sikra on the prior Amud. Anything, don't forget, anything in Neser, Gzeres Sikra, it's not kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel also. What does Beis Hillel say according to Rabbi Yehuda? Those things, there's no problem with Gzeres Sikra. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda will be saying, at least the way that it will be fit very well with Rav, within Rav, it worked very, very well. Rabbi Yehuda would be saying that there is no Gzeres Sikra at all. And over Fort Zvachim is also no problem at all. That's how to fit in Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir into our mission we had last time. Let's quickly recap what we did up to today. What the recap we did. We saw off in the last Amud, we talked about a case of what happens if I have four Tefach beams. Either according to Shmuel, both Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, or according to Rav, Lepi, Rabbi Meir. And I turn it on its side. Does it shield four tzvachim of space? Does that work or not? The Chokas HaMarayim, we quoted a potential Leib Messiahele to support the one that says it's puzzle, and we explained that, we could explain it to be overhang, not a side beam. We then move over to a new discussion. If I have beams on my roof, on my house, and I want to use it now for my sukkah, what do I do to make it a sukkah? Review the quotes, basically, which I may argue. Must you pick up or remove the every other one, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel? And Beis Shammai would say, sounds like both. Or Meir said in the end, the only thing that's going to help is removing, nothing more than that. We then said, Beis Hillel, we understand, it relieves the problem of Tassel Lomna Asoy, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What in the world is Beis Shammai saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, though? Why do both? If Tassel Lomna Asoy, either one's okay. If it's Zeres Sikra, then it won't help to pick it up and put it down again, you have to only remove it. We said, that's what it meant. It meant you only remove it. Even if you picked it up, you still have to take every other one off. We say, what? That's what Beis Shammai, that's what Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah. So what it means is as follows. Rabbi Meir saying back to Rabbi Yehuda, you think Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue? They don't argue. I say, Rabbi Meir says, that everyone agrees with Gzeres Tikra, like I said in the last mission we did. Even Beis Hillel will hold the only thing that will work is removal of every other one. So what I was doing, what Rabbi Meir is doing, he's not siding with Beis Shammai. He's saying Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree like I'm saying. You think Beis Hillel says, Tassel and Usli? They don't say that. They say like Beis Shammai, what you said was Beis Shammai, I hold it, everyone says that. Everyone says Mefakvik means nothing because there is Sikra. All that you can do is remove one from every other one that you have. That's how the Gemara is to be understood according to the opinion right now we have. We'll see tomorrow. We'll bring up some questions, not some questions, what it means. But as of now, we'll stop there and we'll do some Chazara. Question, yeah.
Question. What purpose is it for removing every other being? What does that do? If you hold